Hello.
Hey, Christine.
Yes.
Hey, it's Miss Mike.
Yes.
So I just was informed that due to the hours, they had lower your pay rate. They had a conversation that they would have to lower your pay
No, they
rate
didn't.
to
And I've
14.
been, hold on, and I've still been at 67 hours all this time.
Right. That's the problem is you were supposed to be lower once they realized that they was losing money off of the overtime hours with you.
What overtime hours am I getting with Family First Services? I clock in at 10 o'clock in the morning and I clock out at 9:30. There is no overtime
So it
whatsoever.
is because after 40 hours, that's overtime hours. Okay.
Yo,
So.
Miss Nina, the guy you connected me to his line, I say, hey, this is Christine Mazzell. He says, can you hold on a minute? And hangs up on me. He
Okay.
didn't even talk to me just now. And now you're telling me because the 68 hours they're they're supposed to jump my pay down, but I never got no contact about that. So how do you just go
The
about
billing and
making changes to
details.
my fucking pay without consulting me and letting me know what the fuck is going on? And then you connect me to the person who's supposed to explain this shit to me, and they fucking hang up on me. So now how much is my pay rate, and how much am I supposed to get paid for working for this dickhead? Why are they letting you deal with me instead of them dealing with me?
Because you called me to talk to me, honey,
No,
and
I
you
called
now
you
you're
because
taking your
I've been, Miss
frustrations out on
Nina,
me.
no, I've been calling Family First Services since 8 o'clock this morning. The main
And no
phone
one
is
has
not
got back to
answering.
you.
Judith is not answering. Nobody's answering their goddamn phones. So I have to call the main number, and it says, oh, if you're trying to reach such and such, Miss Nina and other people, and I always push you because you're the only one that answers. I've been calling this fucking agency since 8 o'clock this morning.
But basically, you taking your frustrations out on me. I
No,
understand your frustration, but you.
connect me to whoever is supposed to inform me about what's going on with my pay and my hours.
I'm looking
Tell
at
them to be man
Alberto
enough to
Cruz.
get the fuck on the phone before I drive the fuck up there.
Hold that ass. I'm just looking at all the notes.
They're weird. They never contact me and say, oh, because you got 67 hours, we have to change your pay from 16 to whatever. They never inform me on that.
So no one ever had that conversation with you
No,
about your
they
day
did
rate.
not. No, they did not. Who was supposed to have that
Okay.
conversation with me?
So let
My
me.
coordinator, right?
Absolutely.
He never had that conversation with me. So all he did was send me a text introducing himself that he is my new coordinator. And if I have any questions or comments, please feel free to contact him. I never had to
Got you.
contact him because I never had an issue.
Got you. So let me do this. Let me pull your phone number, pull the phone calls,
Yep, me
to
too.
see if there was any conversation about your pay rate being negotiable due to the overtime hours. Because then we are at liable to pay you what is owed to you because that
He
conversation
didn't
was
say
never
nothing
discussed.
to me. He texted me. He never physically picked up the phone and made one phone call to 215-687-5849. He texts me, and every text that he sends me does not say nothing
About
about
the pay rate.
my pay rate getting dropped down and all this
Got
other stuff.
you.
And you're not supposed to send no fucking text like that anyway. You're supposed to have a conversation with the fucking employer.
Got you.
The only thing I got in my phone from him is me saying, oh, you didn't clock in on this date and this time. Here go, please, log into this thing and do a timesheet. That's the only fucking thing that pussy sent me.
Okay, got you. Okay. So let me pull these calls. Let me figure out what situation was the situation. But I was informed that there's only one paycheck in the hole that is owed with this 280. What is it, 280 or
That's next week.
250? Next week,
Next
and
week.
you'll be done. There's nothing else owed to you. And nothing
Mm-hmm.
else owed to the insurance. And then I was told that then I can reassign you back a different coordinator if you decide to want to continue with us. But let me figure out what about this pay rate thing, okay?
Yeah, because I wasn't informed on nothing. Because all
I
this
got you.
time,
I
since
got you.
you've been my coordinator, I've been receiving $1,044 fucking dollars all this time until this pussy comes on and don't even inform nobody that your hours are being dropped because you got 68 hours and then let me know what my new pay rate is.
Got
He
you.
never did none of that. So you
Okay.
could just take the money from me without even informing me that my hours were dropped because more hours more hours. My pay rate drops because Anthony applied for more hours. And I wasn't even aware of that he applied for more fucking hours.
Right. I got you. All right. So
I'm about to punch him in his face as soon as he gets back in his house. I promise you that.
Okay. No.
I got a $650 fucking partner in these days.
I understand. Don't be mean. No. Let me see what I can do on my end, okay?
Okay. Thank you, Ms. Nina.
Okay, no problem. All right.
All right.
Bye-bye. Bye.